Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back to Fanboys and Filthy Casual, back at you once again. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
You know, we're so excited to be podcasting today and recording today because, you know, we honestly had a completely different episode for all of you. I honestly don't know. I think it was going to be like some sort of throwaway, you know.
It's going to be a spooky Halloween episode.
Was it going to be a Halloween?
I don't know if it's spooky because
we'll save that for next episode.
Yeah, maybe next episode. But
we're downplaying the episode. It's going to be like, don't listen to the next. It's going to be crap. Like, this one's pretty good, but the next one, I mean, you can skip. Feel free to skip the next one.
But the reason why we're saying this is that earlier today we had an opportunity to watch a preview of Two Fanboys, Terminator 2, watch Terminator 2, the original movie, and a preview of Terminator Dark Fate, the new movie that's supposed to be coming out. And Harold was cool enough to give us two tickets to go to the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Alamo Draft House, just in case you guys are listening to this. And, you know, when we got there, we were so excited to watch it because, as we know, Lewis is our resident Terminator 2 expert.
I think the term is terminologist. Yeah.
All right. I'm out of here.
But as the terminologist kind of pointed out, we were sitting there, and as we were about to start the movie, there was a video clip that they showed us, and it was the stars of Terminator 2, or Terminator Dark Fate, and it's Linda Hamilton. Well, I guess Terminator 2 also.
Yes.
Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And after a tease, it was revealed that we were actually going to be one of the first theaters that we're going to be able to see Terminator Dark Fate as a whole, and so we were so excited.
Yeah, it was a I thought we were going to talk about this later, but yeah, the surprise, because not to take away Lewis's shine, but I'm pretty sure I like Terminator 2 more, but and unlike Lewis, I do pay attention to when people send me, like, you know,
tweets
and stuff, because Lewis was like, whatever. But we got a tweet from the Terminator Dark Fate Twitter account, because, you know, nerds. And it said, if you reply to this, let us know if you want to watch a screening of Terminator 2. And, you know, I had to jump on that opportunity right away. I felt kind of bad to my family because there was a family party that was going on at the same time. And I told them, I'm only going to be here to, like, eat and leave, because I'm going to watch, you know, my favorite movie of all time. And they were like, well, since we took you to watch it, Terminator 2 originally in 1991, then feel free to, you know, do the thing, because we know how much you love it. And so I signed up. These guys didn't figure out that I bought three tickets for a reason. Like, I was like,
I thought you were going to take your friend.
No, I told you. I was like, why would I mention that in the thing? Like, hey.
Because you're a jerk.
I would. It is something I would do.
So. Lewis, doesn't that sound like something the Herald would
kinda
do?
Kind of. Not going to lie.
I got three tickets for me.
Oh, lucky them, I said.
No, I was just like implying it to you guys, and you didn't figure it out. And I was like, the other two tickets were you guys. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, like, the whole time, like, secretly in the back of my head, I was like, I get the feeling they're going to flake on me, and I'm going to end up watching this movie by myself, which I'm fine with.
You're pretty close, though.
Yeah. I mean from Dennis's panic text on the side.
thank God that they actually went Filipino time.
Yeah. Because it was supposed to start at 5 o'clock. Dennis is texting me, like, at 4:47. We just exited. I was like, oh, God.
Which, by the way, I love the fact that he's reading it. Mine was, we just exited.
Oh my God!
But the was there like
emojis?
Exclamation!
No, but I can read Dennis, and, you know, like, Dennis doesn't get super excited about missing things, but he's like, we're gonna be late.
Oh my God! I'm Eeyore.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
I'm with Lewis.
Yeah, but then I was telling Dennis, and then, like, the real reason, like, I thought it'd be cool is because T2 is, you know, like we said, one of our favorites. But at the same time, we're all pretty excited that Dark Fate was coming out, because, you know, we do like the Terminator series. And then, obviously, before they got there, I was sitting, by the way, we got front row tickets, like, literally front row, it's not that bad, but still, you know, could have been better.
Yeah.
But sorry, guys, you know, I was like one of the last people to sign up.
Well, enough that I actually had to, like, well, there was one conversation where I was looking right, and then I had to look left.
No, see the whole screen. When they showed what city it was, I was looking right, and then I was like, I had to die, you know, direct my head. But right before they got there, I had seen that they had a camera set up, and I was like, oh, just last week or a week and a half before, Joaquin Phoenix, you know, showed up to a screening of The Joker at Alamo Drafthouse, because it's like the new It place for movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, maybe something's going to happen. And it was literally like, you know, I didn't mean to hype it up, but I was like, what if, you know, if either Arnold or Linda Hamilton shows up, I'm going to lose it.
Splooged.
Yeah. And then they didn't, but they did show up on the screen, you know, telling us, yeah, you're going to watch the first 20 minutes and then we're going to watch Terminator 2. And then they were like, you know, why don't we just let them see the whole movie?
Yeah, Linda Hamilton and Arnold did a shtick together. And,
yeah.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, we're downplaying this so much, but we were excited.
Yeah. Actually, I had mixed emotions, because I was like, wait, I was so ready to see Terminator 2. Yes.
No, I was like, in my head, I was like, so we're going to watch two movies?
I only told my wife I'd be gone for 2 hours. Yeah.
I don't feel bad watching it back to back.
Yeah, actually, that wouldn't be a bad deal. I was like, yeah. I can do this for
the Terminator. The tickets were $5, guys. Like, already, I was like, $5 to watch Terminator 2.
Yeah. That's...
Which, like, I watched Terminator 2 earlier this summer in Granada Hills, and it cost me $8. But it was literally, like, you know, the whole nostalgia thing of, like, I'd seen it in theaters, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But, you know, having not seen it in theaters since I was a child, I really wanted to, you know, relive that experience. And then, so when I saw it, I was like, oh, cool, I'd love to see it again. So when the opportunity came up, and then it actually changed into a different opportunity. And something that, you know, to be honest, I wasn't expecting at all. I mean, it was super surprise that not only... Like, from what I heard from the Alamo Drafthouse staff, they had no idea that was going to happen.
That's cool. That's crazy.
They said...
Well, it's funny that the guy who was who started the whole thing kind of dressed up as
John Connor
and everything. And even he was surprised.
Yeah.
Like, the moment that announcement came up, he was shocked.
Yeah.
And to the point where he kind of, like, threw his...
He ripped off his wig. Well, this is worthless.
He had his whole shtick already...
He had his flannel shirt on. And yeah.
Like, I want to see. Imagine if he had like a whole like, you know, dog and show pony. Dog and show. Dog and pony show. Like
dog and show pony.
At the end, and then he was like, "Never mind. I'm going home, yeah. Kicking dirt."
I rehearsed all week for nothing.
So yeah, if anybody in Alamo Drafthouse is listening, the guy dressed up as John Connor.
Craig,
yeah. Sorry.
Also, our first experience at the Alamo Drafthouse.
It was actually, I liked it. It's rare that you get to see a theater that small, but at the same time with all the you know, accoutrements that you're expecting.
Wow. That I was going to use that word too.
Yeah.
I was going to literally use that word, like,
and then like you had the reclining chair, which. Alamo Drafthouse, I know you're not going to be listening to this, but if it just reclined a little bit more, especially for the people in front.
Like, there was nobody, I mean, there was people in the row behind us, but the row behind us is so far that we could have leaned all the way back and never even...
We could have been laying down.
Yeah. No, but the waitress couldn't have walked through.
No, she would have been, she had a lot of walking space back there. Mm-hmm. So, thank you, Lily, for walking on us? For
walking on Lewis.
You gotta pay extra for that.
Yeah. And if you join, you know, if you sign up as a member, I think, for their... one of their cinema memberships, you get discounts. So Lewis was able to score a little bit off.
Score, thanks, by the way.
On his thing. So, I mean, it's a great experience. I like it because literally, were you guys there when they had the snippets of celebrities saying,
nope,
oh, you didn't miss a part?
Yep.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because you just see this whole thing where celebrities are like, do not talk during the middle of the movie. You know, don't pay attention to anything else. Turn your phone off. Ignore it. Just enjoy the movie. And it's like, and if anything, if we catch you on your phone, if we catch you talking, we're gonna kick you out. Which I was really hoping they would kick out the guy that kept on laughing. Because
he loved his stuff.
Dude. I mean, I know I wasn't right next to him like Dennis was.
Dude, for those people listening, while we were sitting down, there was a gentleman next to me, and he was the most annoying. He was like the typical fanboy, like watching a Marvel movie where it gets excited at every single thing, but except that this guy was like, ha ha! He'd say stuff like that, but it would be like, you know, them driving down Mexico.
Yeah,
you know, there was nothing important, and he'd still kind of like, ha 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 ha! It seemed intentional at the beginning, but it was so common, like it just kept on going so much that I was like, this has to be real, like this has to be the type of person he is. Yeah. This is the way he talks, and I felt bad for the person next to him,
like his quote-unquote friend, or
pay for his ticket.
You have to listen to this person every single time.
But we were just cracking up because like we knew you were right next to him, but every time he would laugh, we would both look at each other like yeah, but we're not laughing at him, we're laughing at you.
It wasn't even like random. It wasn't even a laugh, because I laugh during movies, you know.
Yeah.
But it was like, whoa. Like, he was doing like all these sound effects
too. He was French?
He was, dude.
Linda Hamilton.
No H. Hamilton.
Hamilton.
I thought he was from Puerto Rico. Hold on, is it somewhere? I don't know. So we were supposed to talk about something in between, but I think we've gone long enough that I think we should just talk about
the rant. Can I just do my rant real quick?
Oh, sure.
Sorry. Oh, okay, you can talk about your thing first.
Oh, no. I think right now it's time for Harold's harumph.
Ooh. That's what we call it?
I don't know.
It's still like H's hates.
Okay, H's hates. Go for it.
Sorry, so I was telling these guys,
I know you're here. I know you clicked on this podcast because you saw Terminator Dark Fate, but.
No. Harold, this is more important.
Harold has something to say.
Yeah, before we get into the meat and potatoes, I'm going to talk about this meat sandwich. So,
and the side of potatoes.
Yes, I did get a side of potatoes. But as well as, you know, most of you know, it's back.
Yes, it is.
Shady's back.
Yes.
Back again.
No.
Wow, look at this. No, rap lyrics.
Hip hop lyrics in the early 2000s.
It had to be Eminem, too. Yeesh.
It's only rappers that speak fluently that I can understand. So Will Smith and Eminem.
That's his limit. Also actors.
Looking at you, Marky Mark.
Dude, he's
got good vibrations.
I like Marky Mark.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. But those two words for me for the longest time has always meant, you know, for a lot of people, that the McRib is back. Like, I would literally just post that in group chats, and they would know automatically, and they would say, where's the McRib locator that we have? Because there's a McRib locator. I have it. But so every year, you know, or if you're unfortunate, every other year, some places, McDonald's brings back the greatest sandwich of all time.
Indeed.
The Ribwich, which, by the way, I think has added to the whole nostalgia thing, is that episode of The Simpsons made the McRib even more of a myth. Because, you know, like Homer went all
out. Yeah, he followed him
just
on tour.
To find the Ribwich. Yeah, he became the Grateful Dead. But it's a thing that comes only, you know, once every year. Not around year round, which is weird because I think it would make a lot of money, but it is what it is. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's like the holiday apple pies. Mm. Like, you know, certain things like pumpkin spice latte, not going to do well during the summertime. Like the McRib's not going to do well off getting fat season, which is Halloween, Thanksgiving, and stopping before Christmas. But when it comes around once a year, I'm super excited about it. I have the McDonald's app, which I'm sad to say is I don't use all the time, but I mean, the fact that I have the McDonald's app kind of makes me sad. So I ordered my first McRib combo at the McDonald's near my work. I show up over there, and then I'm excited because the lady calls my number, and she says, oh, by the way, we don't have the McRib bun. We have the meat, but we don't have the bun. And something in my brain went off, and I yelled at a poor McDonald's worker. And the first thing I said was, "What other sandwich bun do you have that fits this meat?" And it both sounded sexual and like mean at the same time. And then she was like, "We can use a Big Mac bun." And I was like, "The meat's gonna be sticking out, and my hand's gonna be all over it." And just feel free to use this out of context. I don't really care anymore.
Keep going, man. Keep going.
But I was like, and then I was just like, I went on this whole bad thing where like, it's not the same. And then she goes, "What do you mean it's not the same?" I go, "There's a reason why I ordered the McRib and I didn't do any, like, you know, trying to change up my order. Because I wanted the goddamn same when I was a little kid. I go, I want it with a big bun. I got to have pickles, onions, and just for the hell of it, extra barbecue sauce. And then if I'm feeling a little frisky, give me a hash brown." Because my buddy showed me that if you put a hash brown on it, it's like a game changer. Not really. It adds too much
carb. Dude, like, right? Wait a
dude, my brain just...
Memo to self.
No. Wait, my brain
going. I'm
going
to download the app.
Because so what happens is the barbecue sauce seeps into the hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have barbecued hash browns.
That's genius. It's smart as hell, but you can only do it like maybe once a season. Because if you keep doing it, I think even,
you're not gonna last. That
even season. God's gonna be like, "Come on, bro,
you're not gonna see your McRib. Yeah.
You're gonna see what's coming out of your McRibs." But so you know, so what I was complaining to my friends in one of my group chats is because I have a group of friends that loves the McRib. And then there's some people who just don't understand it, so I went off on him too. And then I was like, "You don't understand, bro. I haven't had this thing in 9 to 10 months. I was excited. I ordered it on the app. Apparently, you can't get a refund from the app. Yeah, like you have to get something." And then, so I was there, like waiting, and then the lady was like, "So what are you gonna do?" And I was like, "You can't give me a refund on the app." She's like, "No." And I'm like, "And then you refuse to give me something of equivalent price." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Give me like 3 Big Macs. And she goes, "No, we can't do that." And I was like, "Give me 3 Quarter Pounders. And she's like, "Why do you keep going for 3? I was like, I go, "First of all, her first offer was, I'll give you 20-piece chicken nuggets." And I go, "Nope, that's not the same. Obviously not the same." She's like, "Well, you get barbecue." I was like, "No, stop already."
Sorry, let's stop this. I'm down with that.
Dude, no, that's a rip.
I am down with that option.
That's a ripoff. See, this is...
But Dennis
this
would have pressed deal.
I would like... I'm thinking...
This is...
Anytime you say 20-piece chicken McNugget, like, yeah, I'm down.
But this is... So this is why I got mad at her, was I was like, "How dare you... How dare you offer something that I can get every day, any year? You know, any day of the year, sorry.
Like, well, it's not like you can't get three quarter pounders... Like you're
yeah,
not
but
gonna,
like if I want to, I'm not going
to
eat all three.
You're
going
to have to work out, you know, 10 times
yeah,
more.
But I'm not going to eat like at one sitting. I can eat 2 McRibs at one sitting. You know what I mean? I can't eat 2 quarter pounders at one sitting. I could try, but like it's going to suck. But I told her.
I know we're getting lost in this conversation. I promise we're talking about Terminator.
We're going to talk about Terminator on our Fate.
But
only if there's McRibs in the future.
You're saying that quarter pounders are bigger than McRibs?
No, it's just like, you know, the veracity of what I want a McRib.
Okay.
Like, I like quarter pounders, but I don't want to eat another one after I've eaten one. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Have you ever eaten a half pound burger?
That's a lot of burger.
Yeah, but like, you know, it takes a while. Or like, I'll have leftovers. Like, I really don't want McDonald's leftovers.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that. Okay. But it's not fresh.
But I literally yelled at the lady saying, "I can get chicken nuggets any goddamn meal anytime I want, but your McRib is only here for 2 months. Now you tell me."
Who's wrong?
"What, should I be mad or not?" And she was like, "I don't understand where you're getting angry, sir. You can have the McRib with..." And I was like, "Don't say another bun." I was like, "If you're not offering 4 Egg McMuffins with that, or like using the..." Like, I don't even know what alternate, like, and then, so I went off on this thing, and it just pissed me off so much that it ruined my whole day. Like, when I went to work out that day, I was like, it's like, God, and then people, like,
he was pushing the barbell.
Dude, no, so that night was my friend, was one of my friend's kids' birthdays, and then she's like, "Okay, we're gonna go eat at a ramen place.
At McDonald's."
"No, we're gonna eat at a ramen place, right?" So they see this whole rant of me, like, thing, and then one of my friends is like, "Fine, I'll find you a McRib and then, like, bring it to you at the restaurant." And then the whole group chat was like, "Why are we eating at a ramen place if Harold's just gonna eat a goddamn McRib?" And I was like, "You guys don't understand! you don't understand. And then, like, on the way to the restaurant, I saw McDonald's. I took a picture of it. I took a picture of me going into the drive-thru. And I didn't get texts. I got, like, an angry text from a side person saying, how dare you? And I'm like, fine then. To be nice. Not to be nice, but, like, you know, just to be sophisticated. I won't come into the Japanese restaurant with barbecue sauce all over my face. With a hint of pickle. Yeah. So... the story does have a happy ending. Right before we recorded today, finally got my McRib. It's been 2 weeks.
He inhaled it too.
Dude, I...
With the veracity.
Yeah. And I was like, even the guy was like, hey, do you want two McRibs? And I was like, no. You spurned me before. I have the feeling that I'm going to get one regular McRib and then one with, like, the Filet-O-Fish bun on it. And then so, like... Just to add to it, I thought it was funny. My cousin ordered a McRib, and he posted a picture of it, and it was a McRib with a Big Mac bun on it. And then I was just like, you don't understand, man. You can say no to those things. And he's like, why? I was like, did they give you the wrong bun? Just tell them, give back. I don't want it anymore. Because even in his photo, the meat is just sticking out of both sides of the bun. And I was like... It's like eating a Dodger dog with, like, a messier Dodger dog.
But at least you go into a Dodger dog knowing
the that there's extra meat.
The meat's gonna stick out of the bun.
Yeah, because the meat can't stick out of the bun, guys. The meat has to be in the bun,
hidden, which makes the meat look smaller.
Yeah, I mean, if the meat's already small, but at least it touches the edges of the bun. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's got to do. A little bit of that sauce. This is my rant about the McRib. If you ever see me angry and you want to see me happy, feel free to offer me a McRib. Like a real McRib, not like your wiener in a McRib.
barbecue sauce. So I have an idea. Next time we record, we're going to watch the new Aladdin.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, no.
I'm going to specifically ask for a McRib in a quarter pounder bun.
Like one of my friends was like, hey, you know what? If you went keto, and I was like... Turn your keto bullshit off real quick. And then the other one was like, yeah, you can go good for you. I was like, I will throw this McRib slab in your face, bro. Like, you know, you don't understand the passion.
What if they do an incredible meat?
Then I will kill people. Like, you never seen me on a murderous rampage. It's an impossible meat McRib sandwich. Yeah.
Wow.
That's right, guys. I haven't been passionate about anything since Aladdin.
Yeah,
since
Aladdin. I was going to say that.
This has been this episode's version of Aegis Hates.
All right.
The McRib. Okay.
So, McRib edition. Hopefully you haven't turned off our podcast yet.
I know people out there going to agree with me.
Yeah, tweet.
There's dozens of them.
Tweet, Harold, and where would you want the tweets to go if
McRib Lover 69?
Which is interesting, the year that McRib actually came out.
Actually, it's the same meat that was born in that year that they're still serving.
Oh, God. I think that's where it gets its way home, man.
That's where it gets its flavor from, bro.
It's dry aged.
Okay. So, going back to our original topic, I swear we had a point here. As we said, we had an opportunity to watch Terminator Dark Fate. Now, we haven't really signed any NDAs, which I'm really surprised. Like... I mean, it's not for another week and a half or so, right?
Yeah, November 1st is officially when the movie's supposed to drop. So that's in, I mean, when this episode goes live on October 25th, 20 something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be another week till the movie's supposed to come out. So, yeah.
Isn't this go live on October 20th?
Anyway.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I was like, we're going to wait a week?
I mean, thank you for thinking about me in the recording process.
Yeah, for sure. Don't you have the day off tomorrow?
I do.
Come on. I mean, today that's being released.
So... let's start off our review. It is not going to be a spoiler-filled episode. We are going to try to avoid as much as possible.
Yeah.
But we are going to be giving our thoughts, whether or not it was a good movie, whether or not we think that it should move forward, and where we think that maybe it fits in the Terminator lore, I guess. Yeah. And we'll have the terminologist do the review for that one, I guess, at the end.
Okay, so to start off with our spoiler free review, just a little bit of background for the movie. So this will be the first time. Harold, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is our sixth Terminator movie in the Terminator franchise. So we have
three.
Res Machine, Salvation, Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Six.
Yeah, so this will be our sixth entry into the Terminator movie. Now, it took them a while, but for James Cameron's production or per his instructions, this is a direct sequel to Terminator 2. So, that's what they're advertising, because the big actress that they have that they got coming back is, of course, Linda Hamilton, who played Sarah Connor in the first two movies, the horror movie of 1986 and the classic Terminator 2 in 1991. So, spoiler-free review, I liked it as a more or less a spiritual sequel to the second movie. It is a lot of fun. It is a great chase movie, in a sense, I guess, because they
is every single Terminator.
You're right. Movie, yeah. No one Terminator movie is like they're gonna stand their ground in the first scene. Right. Yeah. No. Every Terminator is them trying to chase the MacGuffin, or whoever is the savior is being chased now. It was a really solid chase movie. Great action pieces. Diego Luna, I believe. No, not Diego Luna. Diego Luna is the guy from Rogue One. The new Terminator, or I think that he's being called a Rev 9, which is kind of a little bit of a 180 for me, because I like my robots being called Terminators. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue calling them Rev 9 machines. Or Rev 9, whatever they're supposed to be, but aesthetically they still look great. I mean, the Terminator machines that are chasing after our heroines and our heroes. So I dug that a lot. So try not to get into spoilers, but I enjoyed it. I think it'll be a good matinee movie. One of those movies that is not as personally it wasn't as heady or as impactful as Terminator 2 was. But still better than, I think, the sequels that came after that, after the Terminator 2 movie. So, that's me.
I'm the casual, so I'm waiting for the two of you to
talk. I liked it. It was different because it was a different kind of Terminator movie. Going into it, I think the marketing is a little off as of now.
Okay.
Where which is kind of good in some ways, because when you see Terminator movie, automatically you think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
But he is not the main character in this movie.
No,
nor is
not.
He
for secondary.
He's a tertiary character, yeah, more or less, for the time that you see him. But the movie's more focused on new characters, which is always nice. And it's kind of going with the Terminator Salvation theme, where it's like it's a different story, but at the end it all ends up with somehow battling Terminators and whatnot. So in that sense, I'd probably put it maybe fourth out of the sixth, because for some reason, not even for some reason, I enjoy Terminator 3.
Okay.
Like Rise of the Machines, it is craptacularly entertaining, and Arnold was actually in shape, so he didn't look like too weird fitting into anything else like he does in Salvation, where they really had really bad CGI, like The Rock and Scorpion King bad CGI. Scorpion King, but Mummy Returns. And you're not just trying to put like an old or a CG'd Arnold in this version either. It's actually old Arnold,
mm-hmm,
playing a Terminator. And then you're just seeing, for a lot of us, it's like, how does this character still exist? If the character that we knew from, if this is a direct sequel to T2, that character is all but thumb gone.
Yeah, melted.
Except for his arm as usual, which,
When you say thumb gone?
Yeah.
No, sorry, just gone.
That's right. That the scene that makes everybody cry. And in this movie, it's like you get to learn new characters, and it's kind of just fun seeing the older characters, interact with the newer ones.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
Continuing a new version of the story that we thought ended, or at least was supposed to have ended in Terminator 2, but for some reason they kept on continuing it and driving it into the ground, So much so that when this movie was first announced, I was kind of jaded, and they were like, oh, yeah. But it's involved, like James Cameron's involved, mm-hmm. So he has a say in it, and also it's going to be directed by Tim Miller, the director of Deadpool, so it's like, you know, at least it's going to be a good action movie.
Yeah.
So, and it is a fantastic action movie, like probably, at least for this year, one of the better action movies that came out. Wait, that's kind of tough, because John Wick also came out, Avengers.
And then, maybe still, top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, and again, maybe it's because I'm a casual. I think, I don't know if we talked about this. I think I've only watched Terminator, the first one, once.
Okay.
And I didn't really care for it.
Mm.
I watched Terminator 2. I thought it was great, but nothing like you guys. Is it the third one, War of the Machines or something like that?
Rise of the Machines.
God.
War of the Machines.
Here's the thing. I went halfway, and I thought it was so boring, dude.
Oh, okay.
So, I remember seeing the one with the female Terminator. I thought that was pretty... So, that was
the Terminator.
One. Yeah. So, yeah, that was it. After, I was like, oh, okay, cool. See, that was the thing.
Well, okay, I guess we are doing the Terminator series real quick. I had hope for Salvation because it was Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Literally Christian Bale after doing Batman Begins
at that point, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, and then he had that one rant where he yelled at the guy for stepping into a scene. And that's why everyone was like, oh, you gotta watch, you know, Salvation, just because he's so into it that he yelled at a guy. And then you watch it and it's like, It was a thing.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, coming into this movie, I honestly didn't have any high hopes or any expectations. Well, I expected to watch Terminator 2. Yeah. To be honest with you. But the 5 seconds between, you're going to watch the whole movie, and here's the movie. Like, I really wasn't expecting much of the movie. And I have to tell you, it's for me, like the one thing that kind of popped in my head, it's the Force Awakens of the series. You know, not only is it a renewal of the series in its way, but considering a lot, I wouldn't call it the story beats, but considering who the characters are, considering what happens to the main characters, it's like, oh, Han Solo, mm-hmm. Oh, Princess Leia, oh, Rey, you know, type thing. But the thing was, even though it seemed familiar to me, I absolutely love that movie. I know we saw John Wick, I know we saw Avengers, but something about that movie, even with John Wick and even with the Avengers, like, for some reason, this one, I was like, I told the interviewers, I was kind of holding my breath the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was intense. Mm-hmm. The pacing, I thought, was really good.
Yeah.
Even during the quiet times in between Terminator fights, it made sense. There was nothing. It's funny that you were talking about how it's not as heady as the Terminator 2. But a lot of the quiet scenes reminded me of the scenes where Sarah Connor and Terminator and John Connor were like in the desert, just right. Like hang on. That's what that was the feeling I was getting.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great movie. Would I put it up there? I would say I actually think I like it a little bit more than Terminator 2, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's a hot take.
And again, this is coming from somebody who was never really a big T2 fan.
Yeah.
Like, I was into the hype. I thought, it was like, oh my god, the graphics were great. But there was nothing groundbreaking for me, aside from the graphics. And this one, maybe it's because of the way they did it, but there was more heart to it. Like, and I know it's a Terminator movie, but I actually cared more. Like, I thought John Connor was just a punk. That if he died, I didn't care. Like, I'm sure billions would have died, you know, if he died. But
Dennis wouldn't have been in it.
But I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, go back to Glendale Mall again. Yeah. You know?
Go back to the Northridge Mall. Yeah.
Go back to Northridge Mall. Play video games in the arcade that we used to play in.
So, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's something that everybody should watch. I think it's going to make a buttload of money. I don't know if it's going to reach billion, but they didn't say anything about the Chinese, so, you know,
that's we're true. Good. I guess they're okay.
Which we just lost the Chinese contingent.
Sorry, people.
Sorry, China.
Apologies to our one guy who just accidentally clicked on this. I mean, I liked it. Mm-hmm. So, if you guys don't know, one of my cousins actually works for a movie company, and he has to watch movies all the time.
Oh, yeah, boo!
Yeah, poor him. But literally, it made him so jaded for movies that, like, right now, he texted me when he saw that I accidentally watched, or, you know, we...
How do we accidentally watch a movie?
I don't know, right? But, you know? And he was like, oh, so what'd you think? And I was like, you know what, I liked it. And he's like, bah, humbug. And I was like, you know... He literally said bah, humbug. And he was like, you know, the characters were this, and they were this. And I was like, you're watching... You're experiencing this as someone who's seen it a dozen times, whereas I saw it for the first time, and for my initial watch, I enjoyed it. But like I said earlier, I'm not putting it at the same... It's probably the same level of enjoyment from T3, I guess, just because the T3 action scenes were pretty good, and for some reason, the ending of T3 was really smart to me. The only thing I hated about T3 was the fact that they killed off Linda Hamilton.
Thank you. I was about to say that.
That just... And so, you know, they try to fix that by bringing her back for this one, saying, oh, by the way, all those other movies never existed. The only movies that exist are Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. So, it's kind of the... I guess the X-Men thing, or, you know, let's redact the whole storyline.
Oh, okay. This is like, yeah, the Force Awakens, or it'd be first class, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so, but totally enjoyable. I love, unlike my cousin, who's complaining about it, I love the new characters. Okay, not love the new characters, but the character of Grace, who you guys will learn to see in the movie, probably the strongest character... Not a Terminator or Sarah Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably the third strongest character in the whole Terminator universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoy that.
I don't know. I actually like the new person. Like, I'd say the name of the character.
Yeah. I mean, anybody with Google can kind of search Dark Fate and
like
find that.
Danny. Like, I thought Danny was a great character. You know, and again, it's difficult to talk about it without spoiling anything, mm-hmm. but I thought they were able to, at least for me, they intentionally made her somebody that can compete against a Sarah Connor,
mm-hmm.
you know, a younger version of it. You know, but if you pit Danny and you pit Sarah Connor in the first movie.
From Terminator 1, yeah, the first Terminator
it's
movie.
It's pretty much a wash.
Yeah.
Both running.
They're both running. So I was mistaken. The new Terminator is actually named Gabriel Luna. So, honest mistake.
His real name?
Yes.
Juan Diego Luna?
Yeah, he played, now I recognize where I saw him from. He played Ghost Rider in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series. And I think he was supposed to play Ghost Rider again in a spinoff for Hulu or for Disney Plus. But I guess it didn't pan out. So
they hired Nicolas Cage.
Because he needs work, for sure. I think he's got to pay the tax collector or something like that. But personally, I mean, the guys already talked about how the great parts about this movie. Again, I got to reiterate, like, I think Gabriel Luna in this role was menacing.
Gabriel.
Gabriel Luna was just the right amounts of, like, scary, yet... like, he was so engaging in a sense, and some of the parts where he's trying to trick law enforcement or try to get his way around some of these facilities. So again, I mean, like I said, it's a chase movie, so I'm not going to spoil a lot, but there are obviously parts where he's trying to come after our heroines and our heroes. So the way that he portrayed it in some of the quieter parts, not to mention a lot of the action pieces that Tim Miller put together, are just amazing. I do love when robots start just like fighting each other. So one of the bigger appeals for a child, if you're watching this. Another part that I kind of liked is not that I'm for gratuitous uses of F-bombs or cursing, but they did give this a rated R rating. So it felt a lot like the Terminator 2 movies.
Only gave one person a rated R rating.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton on her own.
Yeah.
So it was almost like, okay, Linda,
just let it fly.
Just let it fly.
Anytime you can use that word, bro. Like, so when I was looking at the TV spots, the TV commercials, it keeps saying not yet rated. And my cousin, you know, he was at my house and he was like, not yet rated, my butt. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's rated R. Trust me. And I was like, cool. Because, you know, it's been a while since we've had good, you know. Yeah, I don't want to talk about the other Terminator movies. But yeah, PG-13 was never made for this series.
Mm-hmm, no.
Yeah, even the TV shows should have been...
either HBO maybe or one of those. Yeah, stream. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so... I found the Sarah Connor character still...
really engaging.
Yes, and the super engaging.
And the way they reintroduced her into the story, I felt wasn't a stretch. It wasn't just like we need...
She was not a Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Which, like, if initially coming into it and you see her first intro, you're like, it feels like a Deus Ex moment, but then when it's explained, it's like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. It's not like Rey finding Luke's lightsaber at a cantina randomly.
Just like he saw a lightsaber in somebody's home.
Yeah, basically. Sorry.
Yeah. So the other thing I kind of want to talk about is, you know, Lewis kind of brought up the idea of robots fighting robots. And, you know, especially these days, sometimes it's hit and miss. You know, we have really good CGI and we have terrible CGI. And I don't know about you, and again, I'm not the expert in terms of all that, but at certain points, I just kind of checked out and didn't even realize that, oh yeah, that face should not be exploding like that, you know? that guy in the, Arnold with half a face is not necessarily him, you know?
Not normal. Is it? We never know with that guy, man.
But that's the thing. Like, I was, I bought into it so much that I thought the graphics were excellent. What did you guys think about it?
Was that a Weta thing or is that an ILM thing? I don't remember.
I don't know. It might be a Tim Miller thing because it looked great. Because I know he loves his gory battle damage.
Because didn't I thought Weta did Avatar.
I'm not sure, but yeah, I didn't see the ILM logo at the beginning.
That's why I'm like
the movie. But
those are the only two studios that I trust to do big CG things, mm-hmm. And I just figured with the quality like Dennis talked about, like that it seemed like, you know, their kind of quality.
Yeah, but I mean the CGI was amazing. I really liked it. It's to be perfectly honest, it's not like groundbreaking, you know, anything like that. But you know, it's smooth. That's all you can really ask for in an action scene. In an action scene where you know that there's CGI. I mean, you know, we are raised in this generation that we have, so we do know that a lot of these action sequences are going to be like half and half. I mean, half at best, practical effects and, you know, and special effects. But the way that Tim Miller coordinated it or choreographed these scenes were well done, well made. You can feel the action. It's not like a lot of the Michael Bay Transformer movies, which I
had. Wait, those aren't real?
I know, dude.
Those weren't practical?
They were real robots fighting in the, you know, the Hansen Dam.
They're fighting in Hansen Dam.
Right in Sun Valley. Yeah, sorry. It's
like they're attacking them in the pool.
Oh, by the way, so, just real quick, Hansen Dam. If you ever...
Hansen Dam!
If you ever sign up for our Patreon, you can find out a story about the one time where I was approached by police officers in Hansen Dam.
Like Rodney King?
No. But go ahead.
What was I? Well, yeah, so well choreographed fights, CGI looked great. You know, Tim Miller, like I said, or like Harold mentioned already, directed the Deadpool movies, which were seamless. You know for a fact that Ryan Reynolds isn't getting chopped down to his bare bones into half a body, but the way he pulled it off looked great, and it continues in this series. So you can tell where, you know, there are obviously meld of human and machine.
A meld of human?
Yes, and lots of shoes. Lots of shoes. So, you know, kudos to Tim and his team and the whole production for pulling it off.
The issue that I've run into with, I guess my real issue with the rest of the Terminator series is that for me, not besides the fact that I love T2 so much, but the T-1000 was so overpowered that every other Terminator has to go above and beyond his extent of powers since then. like the whole morphing thing, and then so like every other Terminator, it's not as fun anymore where you can just have a little robot just like, you know, like Arnold chasing you down and stuff. I mean, they do have that scene here in this movie, but like for the rest, it's how can we make a better version of the T-1000? I mean, that's technically what you should do. Yeah, that's an upgrade already.
Yeah, that's basically what technology does.
Yeah.
It didn't work once.
Yeah, but then when they did that in Genesis, I was like, this is an Asian T-1000.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, this is great. We get an Asian guy.
Yeah, but he got nerfed. Oh, yeah. It's like 10-year spoilers. But yeah, he died in like the first 10 minutes. It's
pretty garbage.
Yeah, pretty garbage. Anyway.
So, I guess from, again, it's been 2 years and we still don't have a rating system. You know, so I don't know how we're rating this, but best of, I don't know, between a rating of 1 or 10.
How many melting thumbs up do we give it?
There you go.
No movie gets more than one melting thumb up. Because there was only one thumb. That's right. If you're ever bored, by the way, go on YouTube and just watch Arnold melt.
And you, oh, really?
There's a YouTube clip of just him, and it's slow as hell. It's just like, was it this slow in the real thing?
Was it like the raw footage of before the?
No, it's just like it's just that scene. But then for some reason they slowed it down, and then the other one they have My Heart Will Go On playing in the background. Dude, I started bawling at work, and I was like the two things I hate. Damn you, James Cameron. You know how to tug at my heartstrings.
Okay, so
I would give it, well, as
best out of 10 points. I don't know.
I'd give it 2 burning thumbs up. 8 out of 10 out of for a Terminator a movie, especially. 8 out of 10. Go see it. Hopefully my clip makes it to whatever those guys were recording it. But yeah, go watch it just for the strength of Linda Hamilton alone.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot. Watch it.
Dennis told the camera to don't be an idiot. Yeah, no.
And then the lady said, like he was cutting a promo for
the,
us.
The lady was like,
I'll see you in the ring.
Redo that take, excluding the part where this guy says, don't be an idiot. If the clip ever gets shown up, I'll post it on all our socials.
Yeah.
It'll dude, just be me in the middle.
I'm gonna laugh at both of you if none of you show up except for don't be an idiot.
Watch the movie,
brother. I thought you were missing.
Is it sad that when we were doing the like when they were at, we got interviewed after by the Alamo Draft House about the movie, and when these guys were giving their opinions, I really wanted to elbow them both in the ribs and be like, save it for the podcast. Oh, my
bad. Or, I just got caught up in
or let these or plug our podcast. Yeah. Well, these guys are smart enough to bring their shirts, so hopefully they don't blur that out.
Oh, or your champion shirt, I guess.
Because yeah. When the guy was like, yeah, if you guys want to do a video, I was like, yeah, but can you blur my face? And the guy was like, then why are you doing it? Like, exactly.
Make it harder for you guys.
Okay, so two burning thumbs for Lewis and 8 out of 10. How about you, H?
I give it a 7 out of 10. You know, I was going to say just a couple of dismembered parts, but we don't know which parts they were because they would always blow up. Yeah, it's a fun movie to watch. It is kind of dependent on previous knowledge of the series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It makes it also makes it more enjoyable if you do know the previous. But at the same time, if you don't, they give you right in the beginning of the movie, they do give you a quick recap of the Terminator series from T1 and T1 and T2. So you learn a little bit about what you're about to get into.
T2.
Yes.
I give it, I'm going to go a little bit higher. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. I really thoroughly enjoyed that movie. And again, maybe it's because I don't have the lens of, you know, of Terminator 2 blocking my way. And I was able to just watch it as an action flick. And for an action flick, it was great.
You know, on the way here, I was really thinking about it. We should do an outdoor cinema.
Okay.
For the kids, because I don't think the kids have seen Terminator 2.
Mine has.
Do we want our kids to watch Terminator 2?
It ruined my son.
Oh, that's true.
He's like, he died!
Maybe I'll just watch it by myself.
It's like killing dog or something.
It's their version of Old Yeller.
We should do a back-to-back of Terminator 2.
It's Lewis's version of Movie Alert. I
know. He does know what makes him cry.
You know what I was thinking? I was like, okay, I watched the movie when I was 10, because it came out before my... It was literally my birthday present for my 11th birthday. And I was like, my sister's kid is 10? She's old enough to watch it.
Yeah, so she's ready.
In my head, I'm like, hey, you're going to watch this.
I was just to watch Terminator 2 first.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, Terminator 2. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it for us today. As usual, this is the time where we do our shilling of products.
The shinning?
The shinning. As usual, check out 2fanboys1casual.com. This is where our old episodes are. And this is where Lewis and Harold has been actually doing a lot of articles. So come check it out.
Yeah, on Facebook, you'll find us 2fanboys and Philly Casual. Every time our podcast goes live, we'll find it there. Anytime we find any fun news or memes online, we'll share it there too.
And don't forget on Instagram and Twitter, both 2fanboys1casual. And don't forget also, you used to be able to find us on just iTunes and Google Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
But now you can listen to us on Spotify.
That's right, bro.
So you don't have to download anything. Just stream it straight from there.
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot.
Do it.
And don't be mad that I can see your internet service.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, wow.
I was like, that's how deep their analytics are.
Jeez, dude. That's a deep analytics.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's it for us today.
You're the guy next to me during the week.
Well, that's it for us today.
He shot him in his face.
That's it for us today, and hopefully you enjoyed our episode. As usual, if you liked the episode, please give us a thumbs up, give us a retweet, reshare, whatever it is that you can do in order to kind of promote us. That would be great. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
Hasta la vista,
McRib.
You think that they're gonna be back?
Oh, I love the McRib, dude. It's my comedian. It's